Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Obamas, both Barack and Michelle, on stage at the Democratic National Convention last night.
America, hope is making a comeback.
They talked about Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz, who are actually in Milwaukee, about 90 minutes away. They rallied in the all-important swing state of Wisconsin as the convention went on. Fresh drone attacks, not on Ukraine, on Russia. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
Ukraine has been targeting Moscow overnight. The mayor of the city is calling one of the biggest attempted drone attacks on the Russian capital of this war. The city's air defenses were hugely active, shooting down at least 11 attack drones, explosions reported in the night sky.
A Texas judge is blocking the Federal Trade Commission's ban on non-competes. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce brought the legal challenge, saying it was a governmental way of telling companies how to conduct business. The FTC may appeal. Search goes on off Sicily for six people still missing when a super yacht sank earlier this week. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The convention's in Chicago, but Kamala Harris accepted her party's nomination for president last night in Milwaukee.
We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people-powered campaign, and together we will chart a new way forward.
15,000 people packed Fiserv Forum to hear from Harris and running mate Tim Walz. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are two to watch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Common Council approved a referendum to go on the ballot in November. When you vote November 5th, you'll be asked to approve a $22 million referendum to fund city operations. Madison's facing a $22 million budget deficit in 2025. Even if it's approved, leaders will still have to dip into Madison's reserve fund. And on top of that, voters will also be weighing in on a big referendum for the Madison Metropolitan School District. Meanwhile, the city of Monona is also going to referendum. City leaders say they need to raise pay to retain staff. In November, Monona residents will be asked to approve $3 million. For the average house worth $417,000, homeowners would pay about $700 more per year. All municipalities across Wisconsin face revenue limits passed by the legislature in 2005. Officials in both Madison and Monona say those limits and increasing inflation have led to their budget problems. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched seven innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked third in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable Right now, it's 57.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at WaterLanternFestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tiffany Schultz from the Better Business Bureau about college scams.
And we'll be celebrating the anniversary of High Tech Happy Hour.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And throughout her entire life, that's what we've seen from Kamala Harris. The steel of her spine, the steadiness of her upbringing, the honesty of her example, and yes, the joy of her laughter and her light. It couldn't be more obvious. Of the two major candidates in this race, only Kamala Harris truly understands the unseen labor and unwavering commitment that has always made America great.
That's right.
Yay! All right, here we are. What day is it? I'm so tired.
This is day three of
the DNC.
But
live.
We've been in Chicago for 5 days.
I don't remember. Yes, because we had Sexy Liberal first.
That's right.
The seasons have changed since I've been here.
Speaking of the seasons, yes. The weather this week has been phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Did you see day one? There was a giant rainbow over Chicago City welcoming Harris, Harris Wald.
Yeah.
I love this. On Fox News, Karl Rove said Democrats are falling in line and in love with Kamala Harris. This is their worst nightmare.
Yeah.
It's really true.
Exactly.
Since when are Democrats in such a disturbing level of array?
Well, I'm disturbed.
It is real. I mean, we're hiring DJs for our roll calls? What is happening?
Brought out Lil Jon to say turned down for what during Georgia?
What?
Hell
I'm
yeah.
Watching. And I'm watching. I'm like, what? This is a roll call?
Yeah. And Lil Jon was a contestant on The Celebrity Apprentice in season 4. So that was his way of turning his back on Donald Trump.
So many different ways to say F you.
Absolutely.
To Trump. Thank you, Olivia Troy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie Grisham.
Yes.
Thank you, all the,
Mayor
all the Republicans.
Mesa.
Yes.
That parade of Republicans that they had at the beginning of the day yesterday was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the cheers that they got from our crowd.
I know. It's see, come join us.
Yes.
Look how warm and welcoming it is over here.
In our
Look.
Bosom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, snuggle into our. I know, I was trying to call my better angels when Barack Obama asked us to. But I'm like, but they're such douchebags, Barack. Do we have to be nice to all of the douchebags? I think because we're in the media world.
Yeah.
We are, I mean, it's just, I tweeted like this joyful little video of me and Dana Goldberg when we ran into Charlotte Clymer, who's going to join us later today, who's this amazing trans, you know, activist and writer and obviously a military, former military member. And it's just, of course, some maggots like, oh, the DNC, where men pretend to be women. It's just like, F you. Like, that issue. Danica Rome, I ran into. I tweeted a picture. Mark Takano, our congressman, who we're going to try to get on as well. This issue always sticks in my head. Even if you don't understand trans people, what's it to you?
Right. Right.
Again,
they're not bothering you.
Mind your own damn business.
Right.
Like, what do you care?
Right.
That you have to, how is it affecting your life that you feel like you have to be mean?
Not one iota.
Oh, anyway, she could not be more lovely, Charlotte. Yeah. So she will join us in a bit. But yeah, I just love how people, when you're here, you're just like, I'm not really watching a lot of media coverage, but I'm like, is this another clutch the pearls from the New York Times? Kamala Harris' latest move seems meant to get under Trump's skin. Yeah, okay.
So?
Like, I think they're not used to Democrats fighting like this, and they're just like, well, that's just rude. Like, David Axelrod apparently said, oh, Hillary should not have let those lock him up cheers go on.
F
it's like,
you.
Oh, F you, David Axelrod.
God.
You, of all people, you don't think Hillary Clinton is owed a moment. And she didn't say anything.
Right.
She just smiled. I mean, she was the target of all that.
Right.
And it's so if she took a moment to... just, you know, take that in and just smile at the irony. Like, so
let
what? Oh, my God.
Let people have their joy.
Yeah.
Stop sucking the joy out of everything.
I know. Just the whole, oh, it went too late. And you know what? You get paid a lot of money, media. Just shut up.
Yeah.
It's like we're having a big joy fest here.
Right.
And it runs a little long.
Right.
You know?
Have an expense account here. Stop bellyaching.
Just shut up. This is in the New York Times. Ms. Harris's choice of venue, meaning Milwaukee, it's the latest in a series of aggressive moves that seem designed to get under Mr. Trump's notoriously thin skin. Crowd size is one of the former president's most reliable bugbears.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Yes.
And so
exactly.
What?
They're doing it right.
Right. I mean, that it is like... A-level trolling, and he is the most thin-skinned candidate ever. It's so easy to get in his head.
It makes me wonder if we have a lot of people from the former Trump administration working inside on PSYOPs, you know, telling our side how to get under his skin, because everything that's been done has been designed to get under his skin.
Yeah. I mean, this one, pro-Trump CNN analyst literally complains the DNC wasn't white enough. He said, who is this? David Urban complained the DNC's first night wasn't white or male enough, featuring lots of women of color. Oh, eek.
Chicks.
And in a program that did not target his own demographic.
Eek, a girl.
You know, Jody, I think we can say that no one has been more downtrodden in America than the white male. And so he would like a little more programming targeted
to him.
He said, actually a white man from Scranton named Joe Biden kicked off the program along with a lot of white men, union leaders, workers, Trump voter, a Southern governor, but that wasn't enough this guy. He said there was nothing in night one for his demographic in a program very heavy on abortion with lots of women of color and women.
Maybe it's not all about this guy. It's not all about you.
Maybe we're not for you. If you feel like you're too offended. I mean, first of all, that's the beautiful thing about the Democratic Party. As I said, lots of white men have spoken here.
Sure.
But we're a big tent. We actually are a big tent.
Some white Republicans have spoken.
Oh, my God.
Saying we can't elect Donald Trump.
Right, right. This was the moment I was talking to the mayor about Doug Emhoff. Oh, God, how adorable is he?
Yeah.
Seriously, Jody, between Doug Emhoff and Tim Walz, I might go straight. I'm feeling out of fluidity. I didn't know men came like that.
You're feeling life down there again?
I didn't get it. I'm feeling new. It's like reanimating. maybe I'm even ovulating again. I'm not. Oh, no, that's probably not that. Okay, here's Doug Emhoff.
In 2013, I walked into a contentious client meeting. We worked through the issue, and by the end of the meeting, the now happy client offered to set me up on a blind date, which is how I ended up with Kamala Harris's phone number. Now, for generations, people have debated when to call the person you're being set up with.
Mm-hmm.
And never in history has anyone suggested 8:30 a.m.
Hilarious.
I've done that, though. I've done that at 8:30.
Well, we get up at ass o'clock to us. It's like, it's almost midnight. Like, you're not up yet? He went on.
And yet, that's when I dialed. I got Kamala's voicemail, and I just started rambling. Hey, it's Doug. I'm on my way to an early meeting. Again, it's Doug. drug.
Oh, no.
I remember I was trying to grab the words out of the air and just put them back in my mouth. And for what seemed like far too many minutes, I hung up. By the way, Kamala saved that voicemail. And she makes me listen to it on every anniversary.
Oh, boy.
I mean, so many wonderful, relatable moments like that. We've all left that voicemail.
Yep.
Or gotten that voicemail.
Yep.
I mean, we've all stress-eaten a bag of Doritos.
Yep.
Or whatever. I mean, I love the thing about Tim Walz's plaid shirts that Barack Obama said, you know, that wasn't a political consultant. They look like they've been through some stuff. And
yeah.
Like Glenn Walz just like doubled over in laughter. I mean, just so human.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Karen in Chicago. The most relatable,
yes.
Sweetest human.
The most
in the world.
Relatable rack, too.
Right? Yeah. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
We just wanted to keep abreast of how you're doing this week, what you're feeling.
Great.
Oh, well, I will tell you. So I have Anita on because, of course, she was very excited about her mayor being on. But I just want to say, I have not been down for any of the things. I want to try and get down there this afternoon to just kind of walk around and check things out, hopefully, at McCormick Place. But I have to say, I mean, everything that you guys are saying is so on point. I was dancing in my kitchen, watching the roll call. It was just, it's joyous, it's jubilant, it's hopeful, it's full of love. And it's just like, you look at that crowd, that is America. And this is the thing, to all you little butthurt white men that are getting your fifis hurt, if this doesn't apply to you, then we're not talking about you. We are jubilant that we have a big tent and we have what looks like America gathering in not one, but two arenas. And I'm just so excited. I have not felt this good in ages.
Yeah.
And I know Anita, too.
There's so many great lines. You just forget. Like Michelle Obama saying, America, hope is making a comeback.
Right.
Doesn't that sum up what we're feeling?
Mm-hmm. She's gone. Sorry.
Oh, she's gone. Oh, she heartbreaked herself?
I guess
what is going on?
Whoa.
Stop hitting yourself, Karen. All right.
Whammo.
You know what? I just brought up Hope.
Yeah.
Seth, the homo of Hope, is on the phone.
Hey, Seth.
Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello, hopiated homos, and salutations to Nomo Sean and Shomo Jovac of the mothership.
Yeah.
My hopometer is at Erectus Maximus. This is like party music, angels dancing everywhere. This is who we are. We are finally being unapologetic for who we are, what we stand for, what we believe in, because we are America. They are us. You are them. Morning Joe did a great mashup of our roll call compared to their roll call, and it was just like, it was amazing. And, you know, like forever, Democrats apologized for our stances while Republicans were so insane and yet so bold. And finally, our gloves are off. We are involved to the wall.
I mean, Seth, it's hard to imagine. I was thinking that last night, Chris, that I can't imagine just a normal person, forget your partisan, watching this week compared to that Republican. I just, who wouldn't choose joy and laughter and happiness?
Over anger.
Oh, God. And just, I mean, I just watching Trump speak yesterday, I was like, who is that inspiring?
It's inspiring nobody. And it shows that he hates this country.
Yeah. No, exactly.
He really does.
This is, Democrats are, you know, celebrating America this
Absolutely.
Week. And Republicans keep trashing it.
Yep.
And who does that make feel good? You know, it's just, it's whiny grievance politics.
That's,
you know, it's.
And we see you. It's not going to work.
By the way, I love this line. Oh, my God. Vaporizing Donald Trump. Michelle Obama said, most of us won't benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. I mean, it just one, she landed one punch after another.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Real quick. Jenny the Giggling Horn in Maryland. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, you know, Steph, one of the reasons I am such a whore is my.
Yes. Whoa. You don't need a reason. It's fine. Just because.
Uh-oh. She dropped.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's take one last one. Kate in Milwaukee. Are you there, Kate?
Kate? I have to restart.
Oh, dear.
We have to restart.
Our phone system has sabotaged us once again.
Well, we're saving money.
We are saving money. People say these microphones work better, so now we have to get these headsets all the time, apparently.
Yes.
So and you and I should just go to flight school while we already have these.
You know what? I really like these microphones. They sound amazing.
Could I look like a bigger dork already? Really? Everyone says it sounds better, but... Oh, it's Brooklyn Dad
Defiant! Sit down right there.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to be right back with Brooklyn Dad. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, I didn't even know. Jody Hamilton knew. She's been using Credo Mobile for 11 billion years. They are America's only progressive phone company. They care about our world as much as you do. They have donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, you name it. You get to vote on it. That's what democracy looks like. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company. The nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and great customer service. Switching is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo. And they will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at Credo. Mobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau August Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau August, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau August Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that. And they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show from the DNC brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans, AmericanFinancing.net/progress. Oh, my God, it's Brooklyn Dad Defiant. So he has the new book coming out, The Biggest Loser.
Bigliest
Loser. It looks fantastic. I am so excited to see you.
Thank you for having me. This is a dream come true. It's very surrealist. I have to pinch myself. This is not real. This is not real life.
Talk to us, because we only have a little time, but I try to put into words. I've seen your pictures on the floor, and obviously we talk about how the mainstream media, look at this, mainstream media coverage of Dem current convention is horrific. That's why you influencers are here.
Yep, exactly.
To talk about what's really going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm experiencing. First of all, this is my first time ever at one of these conventions, mm-hmm. and it's insane.
Yeah.
Wild. It feels like a political Disney World. Right?
Good way of putting it.
Because, like, I've been to Disney, and when you go to Disney, like, everybody's, like, happy, and everybody's in a good mood.
Yes.
And,
yes. You know, it's like it's a small world.
That's not to say that everybody is in, like, this unreal bubble where we don't realize that there's actual problems.
Sure.
Like, we're on the verge of potentially, if we don't win this, you know, it could be an ultimate disaster. Everybody's aware of that, but right now we're enjoying this moment, and like, you know, there's an electricity and hopefulness in the air that mm-hmm. I haven't felt even back in 2008.
Yeah.
I remember this when Obama was coming through the first time.
Yeah,
you know, so I feel amazing, and yeah. Like the first night I was like, you know, they had speaker after speaker after speaker, you know, that were just like Jasmine Crockett was amazing.
Oh,
right.
And AOC.
And Jamie Raskin and freaking AOC.
Yeah.
And
I was like, how are they going to top this?
I was like, can we save somebody for the other 3 days? And then my friend Justin, he was like, dude, the Obamas are speaking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like political porn. You're like, I thought we blew our load on the first night, but I guess not. We go on more. But, I mean.
Oh, I was very impressed by how they live streamed last night.
Mm-hmm.
They live streamed the Milwaukee rally inside
baller
Chicago
move.
Rally. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at this. I love the Fox Chiron. Kamala Harris, Obama-style tan suit on DNC Night 1, triggering them so hard.
Oh, that's all they can talk about on Fox News.
Yeah. I thought of you. President Obama said, I'm feeling hopeful because this convention has always been pretty good to kids with funny names who believe in a country where anything is possible.
Yeah.
I always just call you Brooklyn Dad because I can't pronounce your actual. What's your actual?
My actual name, it's funny you should say that. My actual name is Majid. It's 5 letters, 2 syllables. And it's funny that you say that because people have had trouble with my name my whole life.
Yeah.
And when he says, like, guys with funny names, that I relate to that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And people were like, when I was growing up, like, can I call you something for short? Like, for short, what? It's five letters.
Yeah, five letters.
Two syllables.
But that's what seems to not be working, is their usual racist trying to otherize people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just this joyful explosion this week, and I just can't in my heart believe more Americans aren't going to choose this over what we saw, you know, in Milwaukee.
It's hopefulness, and it's what... I liked what President Obama was trying to strike a note last night about how at some point we have to figure out a way to coexist,
exactly,
you know, with the others. And he used
Well, that's
the example,
for people better than me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to break. Can you stay right here? Can you stay right? Oh, thank
yes.
God. And Malcolm Nance by Zoom. The party's good. The party's starting here on the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now, the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Secondhand shoppers, you'll love this. Madison is getting a Goodwill outlet. Instead of buying each item from the rack at its individual price, at a Goodwill outlet, you pay by the pound. The new location will be on Tradesman Drive near the Ho-Chunk Casino. It'll have the outlet, a warehouse, and space to run their e-commerce outfit. It's set to open August 28th. And last night was the first UW volleyball match with alcohol available as the Badgers took on Bradley in an exhibition, and it seems to be a hit. According to reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal, there were only a few options available to fans, but that didn't stop them. Neither did the prices. A beer or canned cocktail cost about $12. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin said it was important to put safeguards in place. People who appear under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Next, it's Camp Randall's turn to start offering alcohol. Fans will be able to buy booze at the Badgers game August 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
sit on their hands and wait to be called. Don't complain if no one from the campaign has specifically reached out to you to ask you for your support. There is simply no time for that kind of foolishness. You know what you need to do. So, consider this to be your official ask. Michelle Obama is asking you, no, I'm telling y'all, to do something.
Black mama in this country.
She is.
She went from when they go low, we go high, to hold my shoes and my earrings. I'm going to take a mother effer down. Brooklyn Dad Defiant is still here with us. Offered the upcoming book, The Bigliest Loser. It's a kid's book.
Yes.
And look at Malcolm Nance on Zoom.
Malcolm Nance.
Woohoo. You know, we were saying the security and credentials is tight. There's certain times you can pick up the credentials and you can't get in here until you get them, and it's insane, right?
Yeah.
And you're a spy, so you probably could have gotten in here anyway, but then you'd end up in Gitmo.
I would have smoozed my way in, that's for sure. Yeah, once a day. This is great security. I got to tell you another thing. You guys might have not have noticed it. Protesters are actually nowhere near.
I have not seen a single protester. Yeah, I've been walking the streets, taking the trains and everything. I haven't seen anything.
By the way, Malcolm, and also Brooklyn Dad, I keep saying this in hour one, Malcolm, that with all of this excitement, everything going on here, is this news, this latest Trump committing treason news story getting just completely lost in the news cycle? Speaking of protesters, you know, he's apparently trying to influence Netanyahu to not do a ceasefire because it would help Kamala Harris. I mean, Randy Singer said asking a foreign leader to keep a war going, allowing more death, more pain and suffering for human hostages to help his election chances is a new low for Trump that should surprise nobody on earth. I mean, but kind of a big effing deal, right?
Yeah, and the only way that we found out about it, it was sort of slipped by someone from PBS NewsHour. And it's just like as a side comment,
it's
like, wait, what? Donald Trump has been calling Netanyahu. Look, when he came here and went to Mar-a-Lago, that was a coordination meeting. That was Netanyahu. Look, I'm going to be quite frank. You guys know that I understand the Israeli perspective on this war. I understand why it's being fought. I personally think this war could have been won and over 4 months
ago. Wow.
Thank you.
Give Hamas this victory coming into October 7th, the first anniversary, will be 1 year. One year that they have defied you. And there's only one way to explain that. All right?
I mean, Brooklyn Dad, talk about that for a minute, because that's the thing everybody's rooting for that's wanted to divide Democrats is the Gaza issue. And, you know, here we've got, as Malcolm said, Netanyahu's a far-right crook like Trump who's trying to stay out of jail. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to keep this going, to stay out of jail, and to get Donald Trump back in office so he can just flatten Gaza.
My tweet today was, good morning and happy Wednesday to everyone who agrees that if it's true that Donald Trump is colluding with Netanyahu to prevent a ceasefire, that Merrick Garland needs to get up off his butt.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Indict him immediately.
Yeah, I mean,
for violating the Logan Act. And how is it just, how is this normal?
Thank you.
How is this normal when a former president is sticking his nose in the United States business and working against our best interests?
Yeah. Wajahat Ali, by the way, Malcolm, you know, said, kind of a big deal. Trump, a private citizen, is reaching out to a foreign leader, in this case Netanyahu, and illegally asking him not to end this disastrous war before the election because it will help Harris. You know, major headline news type of stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, they're too busy talking about, you know, clutch the pearls. Is Kamala, you know, trolling Trump too hard or whatever it is?
The tan suit.
Yeah. A-level trolling.
It was beautiful.
But Malcolm, just give us your thoughts on this. On, you know.
Well, you know, it's not the first time he's done it. You guys recall minutes after the 2016 election was called, he was already out there. Jared Kushner was meeting with the Russians, asking for a secret encrypted communications network so that U.S. intelligence wouldn't hear what he and the Russians were talking about. Well, what's his name? Mike Flynn went and met the Russian ambassador and was telling them to, you know, that the United States is going to do this. Just hold off for another 30 days after our inauguration. All of this is illegal. And for Bibi Netanyahu, people are dying. Palestinians are dying. Israelis are dying. Hostages are dying and being executed.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Now I understand why, you know, Gallant, you know, left the government. Because these guys are showing that they are willing to use the entire stability of the Middle East for his own personal purposes.
Yeah, and yeah. God knows what he's
elected and pull him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, God knows what he's cooking up with Putin. I still keep talking about him saying there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack on American soil before the election. I'm like, what do you know that we don't, right?
Yeah. Right. And if you know something, tell us.
Yeah.
October surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking.
I mean, John Pavlovitz said Trump is preventing a ceasefire in Gaza. He is a global cancer. I mean, you know, Malcolm, you talk about that all the time. He is not just a cancer on America. He is, I mean, as was it Barack and Obama saying, the world is watching to see what we're going to do, right?
Yeah. All of this has a knockdown effect. And here's the worst part of this entire discussion. And you guys know I've written about this in at least five books.
Yes.
It's because the people who are on our side, who are decent and dignified and think that the system is running stable as it is, they don't really understand the impact of Project 2025, and their plans requires them, one, to win, and then two, they don't care if they don't win anyway. So that what you're seeing is you're seeing actions that are building in a crescendo where Trump is coordinating on the basis that he's going to rule this country in another 80-some-odd days. And he's got global leaders, Putin, Netanyahu, doing things which are against the interests of the United States, but which is in their personal interest. But they need these things checked, listed, and done before the election. So that the night of the election, we all know what the strategy is going to be, Steve Bannon's strategy of, they are going to call the election for themselves that night, result damned. And
let's take a happy moment, though, to remember that Steve Bannon's currently in jail.
Yes.
Does he have to pay quarters to watch the television?
I don't even think he gets TV time.
He's going to be doing a lot more things to get them to change the channel.
Well, Malcolm, you cover the books for adults, and Brooklyn Dad covers the books for kids. This is his first book was fantastic, The Littlest President. This is The Bigliest Loser. Look at these illustrations. This is the best. This is how you raise sexy liberals. Look at this with the throwing ketchup.
Beautiful for framing.
Exactly.
Talk to us a little bit about this and the inspiration for doing a follow-up.
I had to do a follow-up, and this one actually, so the first book came out before we knew that Joe Biden was our nominee, and it came out, I was working on it and published it before COVID actually like really, you know, sank into the American psyche and started killing off thousands and thousands of people. And in The Bigliest Loser, I do cover that, and it's important, very important to me, because despite the fact that The Bigliest Loser is a humorous book, it's very funny. It's got a lot of funny pictures in it. But it's this very serious content.
Sure.
I feel like too many Americans are ready to gloss over.
It's Governor Whitmer. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
Big
God.
Wretch.
We love you so much.
We love you.
We love you so much, Governor Whitmer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm such a star effer. Such a political nerd.
There are too many Americans who are ready to gloss over the last year of Donald Trump's presidency, the disastrous last year where he totally botched the response to COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
And he can't get away with that.
No.
And giving him a second term would let him get away with totally screwing the country. So that's covered in the book.
Yeah.
The hopefulness is covered in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this was originally supposed to be published in June, but there was something was messing with my brain. I couldn't finish the content. And as soon as Joe passed the torch to Kamala, I was like, bingo, let's go.
Yeah.
It's like the whole country just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you know, I was going to say, this is why you and Brooklyn Dad and like JoJo from Jurors, all our beloveds, This is why I know how effective you are, because the MAGAs are so mean to you guys on social media.
Yes, right.
And, you know, it is, I know, somebody tweeted at JoJo after she was at Sexy Liberal, oh, are you going to go hit up the mobile abortion van, ho-ho? you were saying before the break about Barack Obama, as he always does, calling us to our better angels. Talk a little bit about that, because it's hard, isn't it? Because I'm like, but they're such douchebags, Barack.
Yeah.
So do we have to be?
I thought he made a brilliant analogy talking about how sometimes your grandparents that you love dearly, they say things that are a little bit cringe because they haven't caught up with the times. The times are moving quickly. There are things that are happening. There are political correctnesses that people are not ready to embrace yet. They're just not there yet.
My mother, who just passed at 100, when she saw a picture of me and Frangela, she asked if Francis was Chinese. And I was like, Mom, no, she's African American. Do you know any black people, Mom?
Oh, you know any Chinese people?
Yeah, right.
Well, Malcolm, you are a former Republican. You're a service, you know, obviously, so you and your whole family served this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are, you look at the embodiment of, like, Tim Walz, there are ways we can connect as human beings. I mean, Barack Obama always makes me want to be a better person.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you know, the way that they spoke last night on the floor, every few minutes, you know, it was one of these Hallmark guy cry moments.
Yeah. It's onions. Someone's cutting onions. I'm not crying.
You made the tough spy cry.
Like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe you said that. I'm not crying.
All right.
Crying.
Someone on social media just called Malcolm the F word for gay man. Okay.
Again? Hey, let me tell you. There's a lot of guys in Soho, London that would wish that were true.
All the ladies at Fleet Week tell me different.
Well, I got to tell you what's really funny about this is that, you know, when I was watching that last night and Doug Emhoff was up there describing his beautiful blended family, and now Kamala became, you know, Kamala. And I just kept thinking, good God, we are good people. Yeah. We are people of good heart. We are decent, we are kind, we are compassionate, we are caring, and yes, I get a little shouty and use the F-bombs all the time because I'm your spirit animal, you know, but these guys on the other side, I'm sorry, folks, they just weirdos.
Yeah. Real oh, God, weirdos. So weird.
I and love so, that stuck.
Bad oh, weird. So weird.
Yeah.
I mean, but to your point, Malcolm, about, I mean, so many amazing moments from Michelle Obama, but to your point about racism, I love she said, we cannot indulge our anxieties about whether this country will elect someone like Kamala instead of doing everything we can to get someone like Kamala elected. I mean, those were some of the fears. Remember, Malcolm, when all the fantasy football and, ooh, open convention and whatever, oh, I don't know, black woman, can we, you know, it's like, you know, President Biden, God bless him. You know, it was said, go.
Mm-hmm. Can I speak on Kamala Harris?
Yes, please.
Because I kind of sensed before leading up to Joe stepping aside, passing it to Kamala Harris, I sensed that something was going on. And, you know, there were all these people coming out and saying, oh, he's too old. And, you know, maybe these people are suggesting he step aside. It felt to me like they didn't want Kamala Harris. And so I was kind of relieved. I was relieved that, you know, Joe said, this is who
that
who
would have
I'm
blown
endorsing.
Up the party.
Yeah.
If we stepped over the first sitting black woman vice president, that would have blown up the party.
This took me back to the 2019 K-Hive period, where a lot of people were coming after her with knives, you know, and just describing her as not black. There were these blacks out there. You know, and I was just like, what is she doing here other than merely existing?
Yep. Yeah.
They hate so much. And you're right. There was a cadre of people who might have been in the, you know, not Trump Republican side who were saying, now we have an open convention and we choose someone else. She's already on the ticket. She's already got 81 million votes.
Thank you. It wasn't a coup.
It wasn't a coup. How do you have a coup from someone who was actually elected?
And also, she got the delegates, Malcolm. They didn't have to go with her. She got them in record time.
She's the Harris in Biden Harris.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. All right, wait. Do both of you guys have to leave me? We have to break, but you can.
I'm good.
Can you hang out for one more segment?
Sweet. Yeah. Oh, I hate it when all the handsome men leave. Okay. We'll be back with Malcolm Nance and Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Squee! Oh, I feel like a sexy Oreo.
Oh, God.
What, I'm not? 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. You can't have Malcolm Nance on call all the time to secure your home.
That's right.
So while Chris and I are gone, we have Simply Safe guarding, right? Simply Safe Home Security, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door with exclusive live guard technology. Agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home. Oh, I got to record Shouty McShoutface so he can be the voice of my...
That's right,
yeah.
of your Simply Safe.
Warning them that police are on the way. Yeah, that's it. Malcolm Nance is the you find out part of the F around. Yeah. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day, keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in.
Nope.
It's no wonder they've been named best home security system in the U.S. of A by U.S. News and World Report.
That's right.
5 years running.
I've heard.
Stuck my hand right in your face. You're
that's
right next
right.
to me. 5 years running. Join countless listeners like Chris and I who found peace of mind. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, the Transgender Law Center, and Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Yes, Chris Lavoy has not atrophied a minute because we packed his protein.
I brought my protein
you
with
cannot,
me.
You cannot.
Use the gym?
Right.
Yes.
What a surprise, really? It's the first thing Chris does, Sean and Jody, is find out where the gym is.
Absolutely.
And it's like the hotel gym's usually not good enough. But my point is, he brought his Power Life High Impact Protein. I'm telling you. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. So you could eat. I know you won't go a day without a gym, but I'm just saying.
If I chose to,
right.
I could.
It's available in whey
right.
or plant protein mixed with your favorite beverage. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. I mean, make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness, save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. That is mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour, Brooklyn Dad Defiant and Malcolm Nance are still here with us. Olivia Troy standing right there.
Right
there.
She's
coming up next. This is like political nerd fest. Did I just scream at the top of my lungs, Governor Whitmer?
Yes, we all did. We did.
Good Lord.
How can you not?
But, it really is exciting. And by the way, Malcolm, my life was made. Barack Obama made a D-joke. You know he did. He did this with his hands.
When
he Donald Trump's obsession with crowd size. I'm like, oh, my God, now the DNC has D-jokes. These are my people.
Still a little too wide.
Still a little too wide, he said.
Tiny Cheeto size would be better. I mean, Malcolm, you wore your voting is my black job T-shirt at New York 60 Liberal, and everybody went crazy. But that was the line of the night from Michelle Obama, wasn't it? It's like you Trump might find out, you know, that one of those black jobs is the one he's trying to get.
Yeah, he's lucky a black person's taking it. There might be a Mexican coming next.
You're right.
That'll really blow his mind.
Yeah, it is. But we were just saying, it is amazing how she's triggering them. And just baller moves, I keep saying, right? Like you said, to go to Milwaukee where he got the, and got packed two arenas in two different cities, 80 minutes apart.
Yeah. And just before we get off Michelle Obama, she stole the show.
She was amazing.
She stole the show last night. And at one point, when she was reliving that, recounting that whole harassment that she and Barack Obama had to endure from Donald Trump, at one point, I felt my body stand up and scream out, "Tell it!" I mean, I was feeling everything that she said. There was so much anger inside of me that I suppressed because that harassment was uncalled for. It was the most beautiful family you could ever possibly see.
Yeah.
You know, and they were just... Every time Michelle Obama's trending, Michael Obama's trending.
She was like, when they go high, oh, F it. I'm going after this MF-er. Yeah. The book is The Bigliest Loser. Malcolm Nance, get your credentials so I can give you a great big hug.
Yes, we want to see your person.
Later.
All right.
All right.
All right. Olivia Troy joins us next right here on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.